Right, I'm sitting down trackside with Grant Dempsey, founder of Sunday Run Club. I've known Grant for a couple of years, but never had the chance to sit down with him, talk to him about how he got started, how he started SRC, and what's coming up next. So tune in, let's go. So tonight, we've got a big event happening tonight. Do you want to say what we're doing tonight and how you're feeling for it tonight as well?
Yeah, so we've got a big event tonight, obviously SRC and Mara. Me and George Boy, we always talk about little events like this. Well, we say little, they are quite big. Big events like this. And I think we bounce off each other, so the vibes are always there. So we always think, why not just come together and just give the people what they want, really. More of like, let people test out the track sessions and stuff like that, just to show that it's not as intimidating as it seems, really. So that's what we're doing tonight, just to make people feel comfortable.
And take me back a few years, growing up, Grant as a kid, would you have expected to be doing this sort of thing growing up? Did you run growing up? What were you like at school? Just take me back to your a bit of your childhood and what were you like?
Yeah, so growing up, I never really, I was an outgoing person, but I'd never speak to like randomers or strangers or people I didn't know. So for us to be doing events like this and me speaking to people daily as my job, realistically, it's crazy because obviously growing up, living in King's Standing, didn't have too much growing up, but my mum always give everything for us. She's the type who would literally just get into debt so we would have nice things. So I can't really say we had it tough. I wouldn't say we was fortunate though. But growing up, never made it an excuse. I just felt like I was always destined for something. Like in school, no matter what the teachers always say, I was clever, but I could just never listen. Honestly, school just wasn't for me. Could never listen. I was always a class clown. Do things my way. If I didn't agree with something, I'm going to tell you I don't agree with it. If I think I'm right, I'm going to tell you that I'm right, even though I might be wrong, but I'm still right in my head. But growing up, King's Standing, I was lost for years, to be fair. I went to college, done sports like every other kid did, obviously just to play football. Running, never ran at all. Literally on the football pitch was awful. If I was tired, I'd sum myself off. I'd pretend I was injured. I just had no discipline. I had no self-discipline, no self-belief, nothing like that. So like growing up, it was tough for me because I didn't know where I wanted to go. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I was just surrounded by people who was just like, I don't know, your warehouse workers, these kind of, not no one really any ambition. And it took me until I was like 25 to like seriously fix up. Like I remember just like, I spoke to my big brother, Mitchell. He's like, what are you doing with your life? And I honestly sat there, I was like, I don't know. And it's just like, nothing was happening for me. I wasn't enjoying my life, as sad as it sounds. I was going on all these holidays, doing all of this, but it just like, it weren't me. And then when I started Sunday Running Club, it was as if I found myself, even though I'm not earning the money, like major money, but I found my happiness.
Wow. So talk to me about that. How did it start? How did Sunday Run Club start? And why did you start it? Like, how did it come about?
Yeah, so Sunday Running Club started. Me and my friend Russell, we used to go on like little runs every now and again. And every time we went on to a run, someone always used to pop us up saying, next time you go on a run, let me know. And the reason why me and Russell started running, I know you won't mind me saying this, is because he was in a bad place. He used to go out drinking quite a lot. He lost himself as well. He put on loads of weight. All he knew was like the pubs, surrounded by them people who finished work on a Friday and go home on a Saturday morning. And I remember one evening, I've walked into the pub and I've seen him. And it's just like, he's always been like my best mate. And I remember seeing him, I was just like, what are you doing? And I had to like drag him outside, like video him so I could show him the next day what he looked like. And then from that day forward, I was like, right, tomorrow we're going on a run. And I promise you, he probably couldn't run around this track without literally like breathless, like it was horrendous. And then roll forward on today, he's running marathons. And that is exactly how Sunday Running Club started. So there's like me, Russell, and the three others, there's Luke, Josh, and Jack. And obviously we only ever used to run on Sundays. And then like it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then one thing snapped in my head. I'm a mad David Goggins fan. I always used to read up on like 5 a.m. club and like getting up early, exercising early, why we should do it, etc., etc. And I remember one morning, I said to Tash, I was like, let's just do it. And then I remember we got up at like say 4:30, we was knackered. got up a lot half form, we ran. We done a 5 a.m. In Sutton Park, Banners Gate. That's why we call it 5 a.m, 5 k.m. And we've never felt anything like it. It's like, I know you've heard that like, saying, like the opposite of drugs. Like, it was unbelievable. Like, when we finished, we were just like, we need to do that every day. Well, we really didn't think every day. But then most people thought we was joking. So we done it the day after, there's like 10 people. Day after, about 15. And then like, by day 12, there were like 60, 70 people in the park. And from that day forward, we just got bigger and bigger.
And it's your 2 year anniversary coming up.
Yeah, for the 5 a.m.
Yeah, and so talk to me like where it's at now, and also how's your running evolved? I know you've just done a 50 miler. You've gone from like not being a runner to running marathons and ultras. Just talk to me about where the run club's at now and where you're at as well as a runner.
Yeah, so in January, the running club went on to memberships purely because we wanted to grow, obviously, like with the clothing. We've got days like this to pay for the tracks. We've got nights out where me and Tash can pay for a little bit of the bill. Or if someone's not as fortunate as us, we can like bring them out without them worrying to pay and stuff like that. So that's the main part. Well, that's the biggest thing we've done so far is going to memberships. We do plenty of events, not even just running. So we do like hikes, we do walks, we do family days at the Farmer John's pub. We've teamed up with UK Fostering. We're fortunate enough to be sponsored by Brooks. And we've got loads of other events that's outside of running. Like we've got sports days coming up and stuff like that. So that's where we're going down the route of now. We don't just want to be a running club. We want to be like a community where we can cater for everyone. And that's the aim we're going down. Obviously, running is our passion and what we want to do, but we want to do everything else as well. And about my running, like you said, Joss, I was never a runner. Honestly, 5Ks used to bore me, 10Ks, couldn't even run 10K. I wish I had my Strava to show you. It took me like an hour and 20 for my first ever 10K, and I hated every second of it. And now, I think the reason why I do it is not for the physical at all, it's more for the mental. Like, I don't suffer like mental health or nothing like that. It's more to prove to people that you can do it. You need to believe in yourself. I always say to people, if you believe in yourself, you're halfway there. Obviously, everything else comes naturally. So I always used to suffer with believing in myself. I'll go on a run for 2 minutes and be like, I can't do this, I'm bored, and I'll stop. But now I'm lucky enough that I've got people looking up to me. So if I say I'm gonna do something and I don't do it, like, how can I be trying to preach to you to do it if I can't do it myself? But yeah, SRC just made me become the man I am today.
Class. And I was going to ask you, like, what is your why? Like, what gets you up in the morning every day?
Same again, really. Honestly, for the members of the club, it's not really for myself. I've never been a selfish person. The majority that I do is for, like, the people around me. I've always been one of them guys that would put a lot of people before myself. And I'm always like there to like push you and like believe in you. I always say to some people in my club, I believe in you more than you believe in yourself. And I'm just saying, imagine if you had all this self-belief, like you'd be phenomenal. So my why is literally to prove to people that no matter where you come from, no matter what you do, like you can do it. Like, so if I can do it, you can do it. And I don't think people believe me when I say that. When I try to tell them that I'd never used to run. All my friends who used to play football with you, they'll tell you. Like, I'll be, say, 40 minutes into a match or 50 minutes into a match, I'll go up to my manager, but like, I'm coming off now, I'm knackered. And it was just horrendous. Like, I had no self-discipline. Like, but then I used to think I was really good. And now, when I look back, I'm just like, I never had nothing. Like, yeah, I might have had the footballing ability, but my attitude was awful. Like, if I weren't starting, I was on the bench, I'd go in the mood. Where, like, now I'm just like, I'm the complete opposite person. If I don't start, I don't play anymore. But if I didn't start, I'd make sure, like, the team's all good. I'd help carry out, like, the medic bag and stuff like that. I don't know. I think it's just morals now.
Yeah. Right, I'm aware we might have to get going because people are arriving. What, just quickly, what's next for SRC? What's next for you? What could people expect from you and SRC?
More events with Mara. To be fair, there's just loads more events. Like I just said, we want to cater for everyone. Our end goal is, well, not end goal, because there's no such thing as a finish line, but our goal is to get a community hub so then we can cater for my nephew, severely autistic. So I love to work with, like, disabled and, like, autism, ADHD, like, kids who don't really have much. That's why we partnered up with UK Fostering. So just to give people, like, children, like, belief again, or even adults, to be fair, like, adults who have lost themselves. So our aim is to, like, cater for everyone, community hub, and make it as much as inclusive as possible.
Mate, thank you so much. Honestly, from afar, I follow you. You keep me going. You inspire me to just keep going. So thank you for everything you do. And I think we've got a big night ahead of us. So, yeah, let's enjoy. So thank you, mate. Legend. Legend. Yes, you're.